Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thanks for listening to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. The latest snapshot of the region's economy is out. Chuck Gaskin, economist and research officer at the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, joins me in studio this morning to give us a better picture of what's happening. Good morning, and thank you for coming in.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
So let's start just first off, overall, what is the outlook for our region?
Yeah, so overall, the reports indicate that economic activity has been relatively unchanged in this region, although nationally, the reports indicate that we've seen a slight decline in overall activity. There's definitely like a significant amount of uncertainty regarding the overall outlook for the economy, as well as policy uncertainty. That's leading to a lot of hesitancy and a lot of caution among businesses and households. So that's really showing up as a key theme. The outlook is generally unchanged from our last report, but that's still slightly pessimistic.
So when we look at something that's very important to people, hiring and the job market, what are we looking at as far as labor in the states in this survey?
Yeah, so overall in the labor market, this uncertainty is delaying hiring and it's reducing the overall demand for labor. So what we're seeing in reports is declining hours worked, reductions in overtime. Some places there's hiring pauses, and some businesses are putting together staff reduction plans. Now, the good news is that there's not a lot of reports of widespread reports of layoffs, but there are layoffs taking place in certain sectors of the economy.
We talk a lot about prices. I think almost every day we have a conversation here about tariffs and the impact on consumers. What are we seeing there in the region?
Yeah, so currently what we're seeing is that prices are increasing at a moderate pace. So that's pretty consistent with our previous report. But there are widespread reports of contacts expecting their costs and prices to rise at a faster rate going forward. Within our region, most contacts noted that they're seeing some of that getting passed along. And if they are seeing their costs increase, they expect to pass those prices higher in form of higher prices along in the next 3 months or so. Some districts across the nation did report that those price increases were substantial or significant. So it's something we have to keep an eye on.
I thought it was really interesting, you know, looking at the summary of the Beige Book, this snapshot, where these, you know, companies are saying, well, we can pull back on these price increases when we need to. We just don't know what to expect. So it seems like there's still a lot of uncertainty.
Yeah, and there's a wide menu of different options that businesses are using. So if they're seeing prices increase on or costs increase on a specific product, they're increasing the prices there. But then, for example, in the retail space, what we're hearing from retailers is they're really reluctant to raise prices on essential items. But on the discretionary items, they're more willing to increase those prices.
How are consumers reacting to all that?
Yeah, so consumer spending reports are really mixed, and many districts around the nation described really no change or a slight decline in consumer spending. But then there's these pockets of strength and that are really tied to pre-buying ahead of tariffs or expected impacts from tariffs. So it's a really muddled picture because you have like an underlying sentiment that's weak, but then all this sales activity still occurring. So I think it's going to be interesting to see how the data comes out over the next couple of months.
And that's probably making it harder for manufacturers to figure out what their output should be.
Yeah, the manufacturing environment is, I'd say manufacturers are struggling in this environment. What they're seeing is declines in orders, but at the same time, they've been building up inventories. And so if they build up these inventories and then their sales slow more than expected, then they could be sitting on more inventories than they expected. So that's leading to, you know, an increase in the demand for warehouse space, particularly near ports. And as imports are coming in and they're trying to figure out how to circumvent or navigate the different environments that they're working in.
When we look at those things that we've just talked about, consumer spending, prices, manufacturing, how does our region here compare to maybe what we're seeing across the country?
So overall, I would say our region is not seeing the big boom in port activity that's happening on some of the coast with respect to international trade. So when I talk to our transportation and logistics firms, they're saying domestic demand is down, but international demand still remains strong. So in other parts of our Federal Reserve District, like in Memphis, for example, where FedEx is located, they're seeing a big uptick in international shipments coming in that area. We're seeing a little bit of that in the St. Louis area, but not to the same degree. So it's definitely strong activity and a lot of movement on the international transport side of things. But then within the nation, there's a bit more of a slowdown.
That's interesting. So one last area that I think we'll have time to get into, and that's real estate and construction. That's always a big gauge of how the economy is going here.
So with respect to early reads on home sales, the things were looking pretty good across the region. And then, you know, we collected this information over the last 2 weeks. Right in the middle of our collection and our discussions with contractors and construction firms, that's when we had the tornado hit in St. Louis. So, you know, honestly, I don't put a whole lot of weight into what we're hearing now because I have to imagine that they're incredibly busy with all the activity going on. And we heard that from many of our contacts where, you know, I sent out a survey link in the beginning part of May, and then I got a response back. Do you want me to respond to this as things were prior or where they are today? It's like, I really need to know how things are today. And in some cases, that was restaurants being completely shut down. Or in the case of talking to people in the park, for example, you know, they had significant damage and they're trying to figure out what that means for their summer programming.
All right, Chuck, thank you so much. Always appreciate you coming in.
Absolutely.
That is Chuck Gaskin. He is with the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, giving us the latest snapshot of the region's economy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.